This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It always takes people by surprise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
It's Friday, everyone.
Yay.
And that means we...
I feel good.
Yes, we set aside our normal petty differences, and for one rousing round of radio, we're optimists. We're positive. We're feel good, because it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
I'd love to.
Oh, well then, why don't you?
There was a man...
Wait,
I'm actually, oh, sorry,
you know
in Australia.
Your story or?
Yeah, yeah. There was a man in Australia, and he was a postman. And
a postman?
All right.
A postman.
I know, I had to close my tab, too.
Oh, no way!
Oh, oh my no! Gosh. I don't even look.
Okay, well, then I'm really just telling the story to Slacker. This man.
Oh, man, really? You guys both had it?
Yeah, this man was obviously a postman, so he was delivering some mail, and it started to rain.
Okay.
He noticed where he was delivering mail, there was actually laundry out drying on the line, and so he very quickly took literally 1 minute, pulled down all the laundry, folded it up nicely, and put it safely undercover for that family.
And they know this because they have outdoor cameras or something?
I think so, yeah. There's like screen stills, yeah, caught on camera. But he thought no
There's
one was looking.
There's still good people
he
in the world.
He thought no one was looking. He's like, I'm just going to get this out of the rain for you.
You know there's people who'd be mad. They're like, ew, the postman touched my stuff.
I'd be so grateful.
So grateful.
Because then you don't have to wash it again.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. If you're one of those people, though.
Oh.
If you're like, ew, he touched it.
Whatever. He did the right thing. Why are you making it a bad thing?
No, you're right. It's Feel Good Friday. Why are you ruining it? I'm talking to me.
Okay. Another person who did a random act of kindness at the Minnesota State Fair. They overheard a chef saying, man, I could really go for a root beer float right now. She was in line. She had gotten order at that, or she had gotten a order at that stand. Went, bought him a root beer float, came back.
Wait, she was buying food from that guy and overheard him say, I got a hankering for a root beer float.
So she went to a different food truck or whatever, got one. Brought it back, and there's a video of it. He is so perplexed and bewildered. He was like,
what do you want?
Exactly. He was like, do you want more food? Do you want, like, what can I give you? And she said, I don't want anything.
Because we're so conditioned that if somebody's doing something nice for us,
and the other cooks there, too, were like, just jaws hit the floor.
Although at a food truck, that probably set her back. It's not cheap.
No, but she didn't
care. No, I'm saying, you know, it's just a beautiful story.
Yeah.
We should all try to pay it forward in the
random
next
acts
couple
of
days.
Kindness.
Yeah.
Well, I did yesterday.
What are you? Oh
well,
my God.
I gave a homeless man a Built protein bar.
Oh, Jesus. Erica.
He was looking for food.
No, he wasn't. He's looking for money for booze.
When was the last time you gave anything?
They hold a sign that says I'm looking for food, but they really want money for booze.
I don't think so. He seemed extremely grateful, and he was like in a garbage bag in case of rain. and someone in front of me gave him an orange.
I know it's Feel Good Friday and I'm not supposed to do this, but it feels like you're piggybacking on Aaron's goodness right there.
All you said was we should all try to pay it forward.
And she's doing it. She's doing the random acts of kindness.
5 day old bar that you had in your car.
1 day old. Yeah. And I hadn't opened it.
But why didn't you just use that instead of stealing me an Aaron story?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you do? My feel good story is about a girl named Erica.
Yeah, because driving how around. Self-serving is that?
Almost as self-serving as what you just did.
Okay, whatever. Let it be feel good.
If the charity meant anything to you, you would have kept it to your damn self.
I'm going to literally.
Okay, literally, it's Feel Good Friday. You can
hug you.
Yell great.
I'm just kidding. We don't hug.
We should hug more.
No.
As a show?
Mine is short. It's a story out of Glasgow. There was a skate park in 1978, and a lot of teens hanging out there back in the
70s. You're giving a Feel Good Friday story
from... Yeah, so they used to hang out there, and then skateboarding kind of dipped in popularity, and so the skate park got really overgrown, a lot of weeds and grass and everything. So now there's archaeologists who used to be those skaters. They used to be those teens, and they're going, you know, we should really excavate that. We should make it skatable again. So they're getting all their buddies back together, volunteering, the ex-skaters, to clean up the skate park and shred or die another day.
Oh, they're not going to excavate it. They're going to shred or die.
They're going to
clean it up, and then and then they will shred or die.
Okay. I thought maybe they were going to dig it up and like find fossils or something.
No. They're
when he first said excavate, I thought that too.
I'm like, wait.
Also, they're archaeologists?
Mm-hmm.
Or architects.
You know, I've got a hankering for a root beer float. If anyone wants to.
You got one, Slash?
My story's out of Australia. No, I'm sorry. It's at a fair. No. I don't know where this one is. Oh, it's Texas. There are a set of twins, and one of the twins has fallen very ill.
Oh.
Kidney failure. In fact,
good.
And while looking into it, they found that it's going to be very painful. In fact, he's been on dialysis for years at this point.
Oof.
And so their twin stepped up and said, I know how painful this is for you. I'm going to try to help you find a donor. We're going to, you know.
The twin wasn't a donor match?
I think it's getting there.
I mean, they weren't willing to check that out. It's not Feel Great Friday. It's just Feel Good. It's like, I'm sure I'm a match, but I heard the surgery is very painful. Why don't I write some flyers for you? I'm really good with Microsoft Paint. You want to steal the rest of my story, Erica?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, they gave him the kidney and that's the end of the story.
Well, they're twins. That feels like the natural.
I know. I was just trying to bury the lead.
She stole everyone's story.
She literally
very upset.
Ruined it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.